If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break, sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America, here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Monday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2, as always, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC. Location South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th in Pioneers. And what's going on today with Shin Daddy in Creighton, Bill?
Well, bye week Monday, he always takes off.
Okay.
And then because of his heater he's been on, and he was 3-for-4 this last week, he just missed on the Arizona covering. That was the one that he missed.
That's all he missed?
It's only one.
What was that score?
Arizona won. It was Arizona by 5 and a hook, I think. And Arizona won by 4 over Kansas. So he missed it just by...
Arizona beat Kansas?
They were down for a long time.
They were down.
It's 5 and 5.
Yeah, came back to win that one. But anyway, Jake, to try to help out financially for Christmas, is that Shin Daddy is going to do a special he's never done before, is that he will also, now he's going to give scores on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday for Maction. So he's going to give his predictions for Maction. So he's going to take the day to watch film on Mac games and he's going to have it's an extended Shin Daddy for bye week, and it's bye week only.
I love
it. That, but it's easy
does
money.
He do this?
Yeah, he does that. Yeah.
Shouldn't he do this?
He does.
You know he does that. Come on. Yeah.
Shin Daddy. He'll be doing that. But today's off.
He's on. We promote gambling.
Yeah. Well, Shin Daddy gives it's like, hey, those are people are out there wagering. Let's try to help them.
Well, yeah.
So that was Shin Daddy. And then
the Cleveland pitchers are out there wagering.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Pitching.
That stuff
betting
was crazy
on
this weekend.
Balls and strikes. Winning. I just can't imagine I'm in the major leagues and I'm like, hey, how can I make a little bit more?
I got to make $7,000 more here. Yeah. I'm going to throw this pitch in the dirt.
Yeah.
Bet on it.
Yeah.
Whatever he did. That's not exactly.
It was unreal. They showed the actual pitch. Yeah. A lot of money came in on the first pitch ball. Like, he spiked it in the ground.
Yep.
What are you doing?
I just made $7,000. Whatever. I just made my friend a bunch of money.
That's the death blow of prop bets. That's the death blow in any college sports of prop bets. Because once there's a prop bet, and then that when you can control your own prop bet, that is miserable.
I was so dismayed. No, I'm not going to bring it up. Let's go talk football.
Thank you to Shin Daddy and Midwest
Bank.
Hey,
Shindy. Shindy is going to be doing bets.
Yes.
I mean,
match Steve Sterling.
He's going to be picking games.
Steve Sterling.
Yes.
Throughout the week. Yes, I love it.
Hey, what did Sterling pick on Nebraska, by the way? He picked Nebraska?
He picked UCLA, didn't he?
But, Jake, you were here.
I think
he picked UCLA.
Yeah, I don't remember who. I don't know if he did or not.
We'd
have pushed back on that, I think.
Somebody out there, who did Lee Sterling pick for Nebraska? I'm forgetting who he picked.
Anyone here thought that was, because I was sticking with that's still the same UCLA team that lost New Mexico. They're going to win that game.
I got to come clean, though. I mean, it's not like I was picking Nebraska with a ton of confidence, but walking out of it, you're like, oh, yeah, they're better. Nebraska's better, which is good. Yeah. That's good. That's good to know that.
Regarding Nebraska, 464-5685, call or text as always. Again, we talked about it's a good thing if it's an awkward conversation for the offseason. If Nebraska goes 3-0 without Raiola and they wins a bowl game possibly. They're 1-0 without him. They beat UCLA 28-21 and TJ Lateef stats in that game, by the way. 13-for-15, 205, 3 touchdowns, no sacks, no picks for TJ Lateef. On the ground, 5 carries for 31 yards. Was he ever close to getting sacked, really, at all?
I don't think so.
Was there pretty clean.
What was his QBR? Do we know that?
I don't have that.
Had to be really good.
Get that
obviously.
For you, real quick. Look here.
Had to be really good.
I think the best thing to do.
Lee
is...
picked UCLA, by the way.
Did he?
He did.
Yeah. Lee, my God.
He picked like 27-21. Yeah. Continue. Yeah.
It's just the best thing to do is to take it one game at a time. I don't think you want to get ahead of yourself in this conversation. He looked. TJ Lateef looked excellent in his first start. I don't. We'll see what happens at Penn State. Then just go. Just take it a game at a time. And I don't know, Bill. Here's the issue. My fallback, because of my age and your age, I said, well, there'll just be a competition. I mean, what's wrong with competition? Just you're going to have a quarterback competition, maybe. What's wrong with that? I think the complication is money.
It's different. It's different than what it was.
Is it? No, is it?
Yeah.
I'm not playing Babe. Yeah, I'm playing Babe in
the Woods. It's definitely different when now that there's actually
money.
Payments and money involved, and it's a contract, and it's all those things. It shouldn't be, but I mean, there'll be fans that are like us, curmudgeons, that'll be going like, what do you mean? This is a competition. Well, there's a little bit different to that part. Now, I said on air that, and I think Steve agreed with this, Jake agrees, that Nebraska would have won the game with Dillon.
I totally agree with that.
His numbers, probably the same.
He would have carved them up.
Probably had more throws, but he probably throws for somewhere around 90% for maybe 300 yards, and Emmett still would have had a lot of really good runs with it. So, what it would have looked like, could it even been better numbers with him? I don't know that for sure. But they would have won the game with him. Just when you watch it, it was like, no, they were clearly a more talented team and a way more interested team also. Way more interested team.
They got the receivers. Like, they got Ja'Cory involved. They got Dane Key more involved. I agree. I think it would have been a similar result. I think Dillon would have carved them up, just like TJ Lateef did. It's enticing. The whole thing's – I get why people are excited – because Lateef can run it. So it looks different.
The concern was, okay, we knew Lateef was a better runner than Raiola.
Well, yeah.
The question is, how would he look passing? And he looked really good passing. So you add, no matter, definitely a better running ability than Raiola, and his passing looked sharp. He didn't look really lost at all.
It's even confused.
Even,
it's even more than that. Bill's taught me this stuff. When you look at quarterback, you look at, I think the number one thing might be decision-making and ball security. I thought his decision making was excellent. Yeah.
And then
he didn't ever fumble.
Just watch it from a long ways away. He's kind of looking and go, what did it look like? Ball came out of his hands nice. I mean, you watch some guys, you go, oh, wow, that didn't look good. You see some throws. Oh, wow, that didn't look good. I'm like, no, there was everything with it. So it looked very good. And so some of the throws that he made, I don't care who they were against, the ball looked good. And it's the best way to put it.
I think a good example, Jake, now he did only throw it once in that last drive, but it was a second and three, rolled out and threw a dime to 13, to Isaiah Hunter. So they had that last drive.
Two passes.
So, yes, he had a 7-yard gain to Dane Key.
Correct.
And then on the second and three, he rolled out and threw a dime. So he was throwing passes early that looked good. He was throwing passes late that looked good. And he did look comfortable.
Steve on the spot. Second semester starts. Are both quarterbacks on the roster?
Ooh.
There's only one portal window.
In my world, they are. In the world I want to exist
no,
in.
I'm talking to you as not the world you want. As
the world that it actually is.
They're not. That's my guess. Because the money.
I would agree.
Somebody will try to come and get Lateef.
I agree. The difference is that there's only one portal. Before you could say, well, there's a second portal in May or in April, whatever it is like that. There's no portal there. There's only one portal. It's in January. So there's only one time to get in. So if you don't if you don't get in, unless you're a grad transfer, and neither one of those will be grad transfers at that time, then you don't. That's the only time to make a move.
Here's the question, Bill. Now, listen. There are scenarios that would bring him back. He is very close to Dillon. He said in the post game, this actually sort of hurts because I love Dillon. He's like a big brother. So he loves Dillon. Is the scenario that would draw him back is Nebraska pays him a lot. They keep paying Dillon. They're just paying their quarterbacks a lot of money, and they have them both on the roster, both available.
It's so different, like you said, like at running
that's
back.
That's pretty optimistic.
Ohio State,
is that pretty optimistic?
Yeah. Ohio State running back last year, they had two. They could share the ball. Yeah. And that now they're both in the NFL doing just fine.
Yep.
Okay. But he could say, hey, listen, you're gonna have less tread on the tire. Mm. I mean,
more hard to sell.
At quarterback, there's just one guy that plays. And so that would, no matter what, who's ever sitting next year, also, if there is one behind him, that is some pressure. Things don't go well, immediately the fan base is going to be where's someone? Where's the other?
And is it complicated too, guys, by the fact that there's not infinite money? Like, how much money can you put into one position?
Yeah, if all of a sudden you do, okay, here's what we're going to do, and all of a sudden this position, just by position, is eating up a big hunk of your $15 million.
I mean, $3 million.
Yeah,
it'd probably be what you're talking about.
Yeah, probably so.
Yeah.
Now it's dangerous to start, and I want to say that very clearly. It's dangerous for me to start throwing around numbers. But once you agree that if you're a starting quarterback at the Power Four level at a place like Nebraska, you're basically a millionaire.
Yes. Right? Yeah. Oh yeah. Yes, you are.
Yeah. It'd be hard. Yeah. What? Hey, TJ, we're gonna try to slide you a 450.
If you take the top 25 right now, they all are. I mean, that's just where they're at. The other thing that comes up.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The countdown is on. Holiday shopping season is officially here, and Uncommon Goods takes the stress out of gifting with thousands of unique, high-quality finds you won't see anywhere else. Don't wait. The most meaningful gifts get scooped up fast, and now is the perfect time to cross names off your list. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, making every gift feel meaningful and truly one of a kind. I recently got a whiskey board with a Miami Dolphins emblem that comes in a few weeks, and I cannot wait to see the product when it gets to me. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Cross those names off your list before the rush. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
With competition. Now, Steve, you've covered a lot of them. I've been around for
a lot of quarterback competitions.
Times and like that, and I've seen it. Like I said, that was a competition when Joe came into LSU. I saw different. I've been part of them. The one thing that comes up in a quarterback competition, and you cannot deny this, that if you have an entire team, people pick sides.
I know.
There's no way around that. To say that they don't pick sides. To 100%. Say nope, don't care who the quarterback is. You can say that out loud all you want. But somebody has a closeness to him as a friend. Somebody has a close, like, what is better for me? You know, am I better to have this guy at quarterback? Right. But there's just something there. There's always
going to
be, something, you know, it's kind of impossible to be this, like, I had two girlfriends. They're just the same. I just like them both the same. That's not how it works. And so that causes some sort of tension within the team. There really does.
I know.
And it really, there's no tension when this thing first started because Latif's a true freshman. Rayola had started. So there wasn't anything there. Now it's going to be different unless, for some reason, so Latif comes out and just rolls these next two games and looks great. Then it's real tension.
Right.
Latif comes out, plays terrible the next two games.
Then what?
Then that changes it.
Sure does.
Or if it's just kind of even, kind of like played good, nothing incredible, but solid. You know, all these
then,
things.
Then what?
So there's
it's awkward.
It's almost like that is the awkward conversation.
If he's just okay.
He's just so-so.
Oh, yep. Oh, yeah. Oh, there's no doubt. If it's like, if there's one where it's like, hey, this is what we're doing. This is what's going to happen.
Now, again, I just go back to what I said. We'll see what happens at Penn State. You don't need to worry about that.
Mm-mm.
I wouldn't get all weirded out right now.
No.
I mean,
no.
You got to buy a week here.
But it's just different now. There's a conversation because of the change of the landscape in college football.
Right.
That just changes the conversation. And it'll be really hard to have both of them on the roster when it appears that both of them are good enough to be starters?
Yeah, it appears.
It appears right now that both are good enough to be starters.
I guess what I'm telling you is I need a little more evidence on Latif.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm with you on
that.
He
looked really good for one game.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more with that. You don't know where exactly that's going. But the question is, when you say you need to see more, does USC need to see more? How much more do they need to see? Or whoever else there is out there.
I mean, what I'd want to see is Coach Sipple. I want to see how he plays in the cold. I want to see what that looks like. Cold against two edge guys like Penn State. Bill Still's over.
And Iowa.
Iowa to a certain extent, but Penn State more. You saw the heat they were bringing on Mendoza.
And then the question.
That was real.
It was real. Then the question will be, what will Penn State be like that game?
Yeah, will they bring the same heat?
Or are there guys out there going like, I don't want to get hurt.
Yep.
I don't want to get hurt. This season's pretty much, if we win, great. If not, they're 6-6. The best thing they're going to is what? Last year, 6-6, Nebraska went to what? The Pinstripe.
Yeah. Pinstripe Bowl.
That would be their.
Sean the other day said, well, they'll be playing for a bowl. I'm like, Sean.
They're ranked second preseason. Yeah. I don't think those guys are going,
man, we want to go to Detroit back.
No, I agree with you 100%. That is not. Unless there's enough in the room that just says we are going to do this for this, and there will be. There's good guys on that team.
Yeah,
so they will have those opportunities. But that crowd will not look like the Indiana crowd when Nebraska goes there in 2 weeks.
No.
That will not look the same. It'll be half empty. It won't be the same.
But I just want to say that Latif looked excellent. I mean, just.
It was an outstanding performance by him.
Yeah, he handled it. He handled the things that I wondered about openly, like, what would his decision-making look like? How would he handle the scene? Would the operation look good? It looked perfect.
Yeah, I want to see the ball just come out of his hand.
Yeah.
It's like he was obviously calm, everything about it. Now, some things, again, you have to look back at it. If I'm evaluating that, I'm like going, okay. Now, UCLA didn't hardly do anything to really challenge him.
Kevin Coyle. I mean,
they did not challenge him. That's Jake's guy.
Oh, yeah. Love Kevin Coyle. Former Dolphins. D.C.
Yeah, so they brought him
rough
in.
Years.
And so there's other things to look at there. But that's just the way life is right now. I mean, other spots, you're going to see other quarterbacks on the move because they're going to be, okay, where do I go? Where do I go from here? Because I'm going to have to go, you know, that's all over the place. Where can I be?
So we'll see. I don't know what that'll look like. I just know the other thing I think you have to give voice to is you applaud the coaching staff. Holgorsen and Glenn Thomas specifically.
Yeah, absolutely.
Glenn Thomas is a quarterback's coach. You don't know how that's going to look. Now, when it looks really good, obviously he was coached up very well.
The good news about this is that we're talking about, in November, positive drama, not negative drama. This
100.
Is good. This is, for the first time in a while, this is positive discussion about, hey, if this guy plays well, we have an actual conversation in the offseason about
exciting.
Who's better, or who's the guy. Yeah. That's good to have this. It's not been this way for a while.
Yeah, and we're talking about two guys that should have bright futures no matter what, Dylan and TJ Latif. So, good problem.
And then you have the, like I said, without having the second window of that makes a lot. This is going to be the first question.
The second portal window.
That changes everything.
Why do you say that? Because spring ball?
They can say, hey, we're going to go through spring, see where it's at, and we're going to play it out, see what's going to happen. But then the question is going to be, where's Dylan at? Can he actually compete for the job in the spring if he was here with his injury? You know, do that? Where's he going to be at?
Yeah.
You know, because
I think he'll be ready for spring.
So that's big too. If he ends up talking to someone else, someone's gonna be like, hold it now.
Yeah.
But that timing is that this window opens in January and there's no other window.
Yep.
The way the guys talk, the guys, the media, the Sean Callahans, the way they talk is Latif's. I believe this. He's getting calls now, Latif.
Not directly,
but to his people.
I'm sure there is. Yeah. What's going to happen there? Someone's checking around.
Yeah.
What's going to happen? Remember,
this is a big transaction. We're talking about $1 million probably.
Well, we just talked off the air about the top five quarterbacks before the season. They've all struggled. Klubnik, Lagway, Manning. These are guys that are tops that have struggled. So if you're playing well now.
Nussmeier.
A lot of teams are coming after you because these supposed great ones have suffered this year.
Does someone look at Latif and say, I think in 2 years, 3 years, a couple of years, he might be like a Jaden Daniels?
I don't know. So but like it's not LSU. That far fetched. No, based
not,
on what
it's
I
not,
saw.
Not. It's not. It's not like oh, that's dumb.
No,
because Jaden Daniels was. I mean, even his last year at Arizona State was not remarkable.
Right.
I mean, but
no. I want to. I know I'm going the cautionary route. But I was sort of astounded by what I saw.
Yeah. I wouldn't say right now that, oh, there's no way he'll be as good. Well, if I'm betting, I'd say he's not as good as Jaden Daniels because I'm going to bet that the Heisman Trophy winner would have that. But could he be? Yeah.
You leave open the possibility.
You don't. Yeah, there's a possibility it's going to be open.
That's why these last 2 weeks are very, very fascinating for him specifically.
The whole team, story for him. Is fascinating. Remember I said, what was it like when the lights went off on the USC plane flying home? Is Maeva good enough to win it? Is he good enough to be that guy? I still don't know that. I still don't know if
they came back well against Northwestern.
They come back and win against Northwestern.
He put up numbers.
But he made a miracle play, threw a horrible interception. If he doesn't knock that ball out, the game's probably going to the wire. And he fumbled it through the end zone.
Yeah, he did.
You know what a big part of this is, too, Bill? I think you'd agree, is how Latif handles all of this. All the media talking so glowingly about him.
Yeah.
Well, how does he come back now?
He'll be very well schooled by the coaching staff. Keith Mann at his highest level, we're going to see operate. Keith Mann's going to be, okay, I got this thing. Yeah.
He'll have you're not doing a bunch of interviews. Penn State.
Yeah.
Keith will not say that.
Yeah. That'd be the best. Here's what we're doing. But like I said, to say that it's not a story would be wrong.
No, you can't ignore it.
It's a storyline, and the storyline is because of the window, then there's an injury, and then it's going to be, then what statement is there? I mean, just... I mean, right now the starter at Ole Miss, you know, the starter got hurt. They brought someone else in, and the someone else stayed. They didn't go back to the starter.
Nope.
And so they stayed with the transfer. So there's always a storyline there.
This is sort of exciting because they have Emmett Johnson going at a super high level, right?
Yeah,
and now you have a quarterback that can
extremely
move,
high level,
and your receivers are healthy. You know, Lindenmeyer's health. Everybody's healthy, ready to roll. So it's sort of an interesting picture, you know, going forward. You don't rule out them beating Penn State.
Oh no, rule out beating them? Heck no. It's Penn State. State's still 0-6.
But I don't say with confidence. I can't. Also, I'm not going to say, oh, they'll go.
I'm with you on that too. Yeah. But I'm saying when you say, hey, did you see them? They did. They mustered it up for a game. They're still 0-6.
Yep.
And their first win most likely is going to be against Michigan State. If they lose to Michigan State, it's like, hang on a second here.
Before I get to break, Bill, the three words you don't want to hear in IT are what?
I've been hacked. Ugh. Oh, bad day.
Shiver down the spine at all times. Right. Avoid that by calling our friends at Applied Connected Technologies in all 93 counties of the state. They have a 99.8% retention rate now.
Went to 99.8.
It's up. So, if you want a free consultation to manage IT and cybersecurity, please go to AppliedConnective.com.
Cyber
security. Does Shindy use them?
What's that? I'm sure they do. I'm sure they'd all have to check that. But, I mean, he's securing everybody. I guarantee he was involved with the Habsy somehow.
Probably was.
Somebody could have hacked into that and put in a fake score or something.
Jake was supporting the Habsy.
He was out there.
45 minutes.
Yeah. Bailey probably ran right by you.
She did.
As she won the kindergarten teacher division female.
What did you say?
45 minutes.
45 minutes.
I was out there for 45 minutes. I wasn't running. It was a little cold when you weren't running. It was fun.
Scotland had a lot of gear on.
She was warm.
Yeah.
She was warm. When we come back, it's time for Head Scratchers next on Early Break in the Ticket.